The Lord be with you.
Also with you.
Welcome to Peace Lutheran Church for Reformation Sunday. We're going to start off this morning by checking in with our heritage. How many, I'm just curious, I've never asked this here at Peace before, how many Germans do we have here at Peace? All right, quite a bit. How many Norwegians do we have at Peace Lutheran? Right, Norwegians. How many Swedish people? Any Swedes? Okay, a few of those. Everybody else. I just want to give everyone a possibility. Anybody else? Raise your hands if you're something else than what we mentioned. All right. Everybody counts here at Peace. Now, here's the thing. There's a famous hymn in the church, in the Lutheran church, that says this: God's word is our heritage. It's not where our ethnicity is from. God's word is our heritage. We all can raise our hand and say yes to that. And we're going to hear that message loud and clear today as we celebrate the 500th anniversary of the Reformation. Before we begin this morning, we are going to share a few announcements with the congregation. The first is that this afternoon is another special celebratory Reformation service, and that's going to be at Zion Lutheran at 3 p.m., You are encouraged to bring a side dish or dessert. If that's just too much, just know that there's going to be plenty of food at that potluck. Just come and participate. We'd love to see you there at 3 o'clock. Also, you saw it in my email this week. Next week is also a special service at Peace. It is All Saints Sunday, where we take time in the service for a moment of silence for those who have passed, those who have died in the faith this last year. If you have someone that is not on our list, it was emailed out, or if you have someone that passed longer than this last year, please share that with Callie so we can include that in our list next in the week ahead to prepare for the bulletin for November 5th. And then also a final announcement about Bible study. We ended our Reformation study this morning. Next week, we're going to turn the page and dig into the book of Ephesians. And that should be really excellent. Brad Holesto has done some prep work over the last couple of months to prepare for that class. So be sure to be here next week. Next week also is the Sunday that we turn our clocks back. So don't forget that. I am known to, tease people when they walk in at the wrong time. So you don't want to be that person next week. Other announcements to share this morning. Peggy.
I was told I better put this down. Anyway, Ladies Guild is Thursday at 1 o'clock, so all you ladies, I hope to see you there.
So today is Reformation Sunday, and a couple weeks ago I asked for ideas on what to do with today's collection plate, and we have decided that today's collection plate will be split evenly between Camp Lutherwood, Zion School in Corvallis, and the seminarian that the Ladies Guild sponsors. So today's collection plate is all going to those special events. Second announcement is we'd also talked in the past about the use of alcohol in the fellowship hall and on the patio. So we are doing a survey. And in all the mailboxes are a couple small pieces of paper that basically say, how do you feel about this? And you get to circle your choice. If you have any comments, feel free to write them on the back or bring them up with someone. This is not a vote, so this is not anything that's binding. We just want to get a feel of how everybody feels about this. There's a white box underneath the television in the fellowship hall, and when you fill them out, just drop them in there, and I'll probably won't collect them till next week, so we have a couple weeks to do that. If you have any questions about that, just let me know. Thanks.
I just want to thank everybody that contributed to the baskets. I finished them up this week, and I'm really, really appreciative of everyone that supplied stuff to go in them. Thank you.
Thanks, Kay. Great job.
And she did a great job putting them together. They're gorgeous. If you've been back there, you can look them over. I suppose everybody by now has heard that there's a rumor going around that we're going to have a bazaar here in a couple weeks.
Big time.
I did send out an email this week. However, it dawned on me that maybe several of you do not get your email or don't have email, whatever. Basically, it said that we could still use someone between noon and 3 that knows how to operate a Visa machine. I'm sure we'll work it out, but if somebody wants to work on the money table during those hours, please let me know. And if you're looking for other area to work, we also need bot cookies that we also use that day as well. So if you haven't quite found your niche, that might be it. The baked items can arrive Friday the 10th, nice and fresh, or Saturday morning by 8. We open at 9. So, and also I wanted to say thanks for the basket donations as well. The little cards are out in the Northax out there in the center. Would like to have you take some of these, hand them out, or display them at your workplace and help us get the word out. Thank you.
John, good to see you.
Nice.
Welcome
to
the
you
Peace
too.
Family.
Hi. My name is John King, and about 10 or 15 years ago, my wife and I used to be members here. And for those of you who remember us, just a couple of announcements to update on what's going on in our life. First of all, my wife is doing well. She has breast cancer. She was diagnosed 2.5 years ago, and her targeted therapy is continuing to do well. That can change at any time, but for right now, she's doing well, and we thank God for that. About me, I haven't been able to visit you in a year because I've been doing a pastoral internship and I've had to work on Sundays. And I finished that, and I have been approved for ordination by the North American Lutheran Church, and I am now awaiting my first call. And that scares the bejeebers out of me. May God help me.
He's going to Minot, North Dakota. What an exciting time. Great to have you here, John.